The European School Survey Project on Alcohol and Other Drugs has found that the number of 16-year-olds in the Czech Republic who drink beer or hard liquor on a regular basis has gone up. Back in 1995, 14% of the country's 16-year-olds drank at least three times a month, but last year the percentage moved up to 20. By contrast, marijuana use has dropped, if only slightly. Jan Wellinger has the story.
According to ESPAD, more 16-year-olds in the Czech Republic are drinking than ever. Numbers released on Monday show that more than 20% of them now drink alcohol on a regular basis, at least three times a month, usually around five beers in a session. But 14% of the underage drinkers opt for spirits. The underage drinkers in the study, out of almost 4,000 students from 360 elementary and secondary schools that took part, admit that alcohol has already complicated situations in their lives. 24% and 20% said that it had negatively impacted ties with friends and family, while 16% admitted alcohol had led, for example, to unprotected sex. According to child psychologists, the pressure on teens regarding alcohol consumption is greater than ever, and teens have to be aware of the risks. The government would also like to introduce tougher measures clamping down on establishments that sell to minors and flaunt the law. According to the Daily Lidové Noviny, a government interministerial task force suggests offending establishments could suffer tough sanctions, such as being closed down for several months. Obviously, key areas. 77% of 16-year-olds who took part in ESPAD said that when they drank, it was in drinking establishments, bars, restaurants, and discotheques. Currently, cases where establishments sell to minors usually end only in a small 3,000-crown fine for bartenders or the waiters in question, Lidové Noviny says. On the flip side, the numbers in the European survey have shown some improvement in the area of illegal drugs. The use of marijuana, ecstasy, and harder drugs like Pervitin have all gone down, according to experts. All the same, Czech 16-year-olds remain among the worst on the continent when it comes to underage drinking and finished first when it comes to marijuana abuse. Another alternative is to put greater emphasis on prevention. Former top volleyball coach Josef Farmačka has led children in sport for more than 20 years. In his view, putting money into programs that allow teens alternatives to the pub is of primary importance.
The fact that our project, the volleyball school, is under the auspices of the National Anti-Drug Center is no accident. Clearly, this kind of project is aimed at prevention. I have had thousands of kids in the programs over the years. It is not about turning them into top athletes, but at providing children with opportunities in life and helping them grow up to be balanced individuals. That said, the sad part is that the program has become less attractive for private investors, and it takes a lot of effort to maintain.
ESPAD, the European School Survey Project, has been conducted since 1995 and repeated every 4 years. Many hope that by the next inception enough will have been done for the numbers in the Czech Republic to have improved. But critics charge for that to happen, more comprehensive strategies by the government will be needed.
That was Jan Wellinger with that report. This is Radio Prague.